Now, one member of Congress who has promised to vote against any increase in the federal debt ceiling is Minnesota's Michelle Bachmann. She's become a serious contender for the 2012 GOP presidential nomination in just a few weeks of campaigning. NPR national political correspondent Don Gagne has been in South Carolina, which will host the first Southern primary of 2012. The winner in South Carolina has gone on to win every Republican nomination since 1980.
This Bachmann event was billed as a rally in the alley on a narrow street in the small town of Aiken.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for the next president of the United States, Michelle Bachmann.
The crowd wasn't big, about 150 on a hot, humid Tuesday afternoon. Bachmann began by going after the president on the debt ceiling.
It's a pleasure to be able to be here today, and I just wanted to ask all of you here, how many of you want me to go back to Washington, D.C. today and let the politicians have more authority to borrow more money that we don't have?
No! Bachmann says she's a no vote on raising the debt ceiling, no matter what kind of deal is struck. She's using these early weeks of her candidacy to drive home her commitment to slash government spending. But she's hardly neglecting the non-fiscal issues. This is from an appearance this week hosted by the Christian Chamber of Commerce in Columbia.
Just curious if you could tell us what your personal faith, where you stand today on that.
Well, thank you very much. I'm a believer in Jesus Christ. I was born into a family where we were Lutherans, and I'm sure that the gospel was preached from the pulpit. I just didn't hear it.
She then went on to describe how at age 16, she gave her heart to Jesus Christ. After Bachmann spoke, Christian Chamber of Commerce member Bruce Snell closed the event with a prayer asking the Almighty to watch over her.
Lord, I ask that right now, that Lord, amidst all the distractions, that you protect our sister and her family from all the attacks. And that, Lord, and I pray right now that you strengthen, open our spiritual eyes and ears and our hearts.
There have been controversies, including reports about clinics Bachmann's husband runs, where, among other services, homosexuals are counseled on how to become heterosexual. And there was this week's story on the conservative Daily Caller website that said Bachmann suffers from debilitating migraine headaches. That prompted her to read a statement to reporters in Aiken.
I prescribe medication that I take on occasion whenever symptoms arise, and they keep my migraines under control. But I'd like to be abundantly clear. My ability to function effectively will not affect my ability to serve as commander-in-chief.
Political scientist Adolphus Belk Jr. at Winthrop University says evangelicals still dominate Republican politics in South Carolina and that Bachmann clearly appeals to them, but he says it doesn't stop there.
I also think that it's very clear that she speaks to fiscal conservatives and people that are concerned about the overall financial well-being of the nation going forward. Tea Party Republicans and Tea Party-leaning independents, certainly. There's some work that'll have to be done on the national security front.
And that's another key group, given how many South Carolinians serve or have served in the military.
Right now, South Carolinians are still trying to get a feel for the Republican field.
That describes 56-year-old business owner Cynthia Minter, who was at a Bachmann appearance this week.
I think I'm just so neutral right now that, to be honest, I'm here to see Michelle to learn more.
Retired Minister Leroy Dodson, however, was ready to commit.
I told my wife when I got up, I said, whatever she runs for, I would vote for her. Because she's very positive.
So you've made your mind up already?
Absolutely, already.
Dodson's tone is not unusual. Bachmann devotees are very enthusiastic, and she hopes they'll go forth and multiply in a state that has launched so many GOP winners in the past. Don Gagne, NPR News, Columbia, South Carolina.